In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There was war in the heavens. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. The scriptural word angel in Greek angelos means literally a messenger. According to the biblical witness, angels are messengers from God. They can be visible or invisible and may assume human or non-human forms. Of the angels who appear in the biblical narrative, only four are given names. Michael, in Hebrew, Mikael, who is like God, and Gabriel, God is my strength, are named in the canonical scriptures. Raphael, God heals, in the deuterocanonical book of Tobit, and Uriel, or Uriel, God is my light, in 2 Esdras and in the apocryphal writings, the book of Enoch and the Testament of Solomon. Michael appears in the book of Daniel as, quote, one of the chief princes, unquote, of the heavenly host, and as the special guardian or protector of Israel, in Daniel 10 and 12. In the book of Revelation, he is the principal warrior of the heavenly host against the dragon, who was thrown down to the earth and his angels were thrown down with him. In the Epistle of Jude, Michael disputes with Satan over the body of Moses and declares, "The Lord rebuke you." The epistle may be citing a lost passage in the Assumption of Moses, an apocryphal Jewish book. While not all Anglicans feel comfortable praying to saints, including angels, this prayer has a long provenance in the Western Church. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl around the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The second century Christian text, Shepherd of Hermas, depicts Michael as an angel of majestic aspect who has authority over, quote, this people and governs them, for it was he who gave them the law, and he superintends those to whom he gave it to see if they have kept it. In the second century Testament of Abraham, Michael's intercession is so powerful that souls can be rescued even from hell, a passage that may have inspired the offertory antiphon in the former Roman liturgy for the dead, "May Michael the standard bearer lead them into the holy light, which thou hast promised of old to Abraham and to his seed." The formal veneration of Michael began in the Christian East, where he was invoked particularly for the care of the sick. Associated with courage, protection, and divine intervention, defender of the faith and warrior against evil, he is invoked as patron of those who go in harm's way in the service of others, including military personnel, law enforcement officers, firefighters, paramedics, and other first responders. I could not help in the lead-in to today, given what has occurred over the last couple of days, I could not help but think that there were angel wings over Western North Carolina and other areas in the mountains. There have been some very tragic happenings out there, but there have also been some near miraculous occurrences as well. And we give thanks to God for the latter. On this Feast of Michael and of all angels, popularly called Michaelmas, we give thanks for the many ways in which God's loving care watches over us, both directly and indirectly. And we are reminded that the richness and variety of God's creation far exceeds our knowledge of it. The Holy Scriptures often speak of these created intelligences other than humans, these beings we know as angels, who worship God in heaven and act as his messengers and agents on earth. It would be fascinating, but probably terrifying, if we could actually perceive the heavenly dramas that are going on around and outside and beyond our ordinary limited mortal reality. A side note, angelion means message or news, and evangelion means good news, Godspell in Old English, from which we get our word gospel, as well as the title, of course, of a famous musical. And from evangelion, we get our word evangelist, used in general to mean a preacher of the good news of salvation, and more narrowly, one of the four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, referred to as the evangelists. So what is the value to us of remembering the holy angels? Well, since they appear to excel us in both power and knowledge, they remind us that even among created things, we humans are not the top of the pyramid. We often think we are. It's not true. And since it is believed that demons are angels who have chosen to disobey God and be his enemies rather than his willing servants, they also serve to remind us that the higher we may climb, the lower we can fall. The greater our natural gifts and talents, the greater the damage if we turn them to bad ends. The more we have been given, the more will be expected of us. And in the picture of God sending his angels to help and defend us, we are reminded that apparently God, instead of doing all good things directly by fiat, as it were, by the direct exercise of his divine power, often prefers to do them through his willing servants, human and non-human, enabling those who have accepted his love to show their love for one another. In return, delegated responsibility, as it were, or perhaps delegated charity in the sense of caritas, caring or loving kindness, in which the creatures show forth their love for the Creator. So, archangels are the most powerful angels, right? Well, no, not exactly. Based on the writings of St. Paul, who spoke of such angelic beings as angels and archangels, but also of thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, and a later writer called Dionysios the Areopagite, it is generally considered that there are 9 orders or choirs of angelic beings. The lowest order, called simply angels, are God's messengers and his envoys to and guardians of the human race. The highest order, the seraphim, devote themselves to contemplating God, beholding him face to face, and loving and praising him. Those in between are sometimes differently ordered, depending on who's making the list. But they include cherubim, dominions, thrones, principalities, powers, and archangels, the last name being the one directly above angels proper. Now, if these names sound familiar and you're not already a scholar of such things, it is probably from the well-known hymn, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, which we will sing as our recessional hymn today. Note that the term angels can refer either to all 9 orders collectively or only to the lowest order, just as the term soldier can refer to anyone in the army or only to the enlisted men as distinct from the officers. Each order helps to reveal and declare God's glory to the order below. So archangels as a class are actually only the second ranked order or choir of angelic beings, as I say, right above angels proper. Nonetheless, certain archangels, those specifically named, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel, appear to have been given special tasks by God in the economy of salvation, such that they are elevated above all other angelic beings, regardless of the specific order to which they belong. And one of those, of course, is Saint Michael, the captain of the heavenly host, who seems to have been delegated by God to be our defender against the forces of evil and chaos, and whose feast we celebrate today. There's much more that could be said, but this has already gone on probably too long. We should remember that, except for what is specifically attested in the scriptures, this is all rather speculative. We should not expect to know and understand these matters in detail until we are in God's nearer presence, and assuming that he chooses to share them with us even then. But it is fascinating speculation, and it does tend to show us, as I mentioned above, the many ways in which God cares for us, as well as the vast complexity and wonder of his creation, even above and beyond the physical cosmos. It shows us as well his willingness to delegate certain tasks to certain of his creatures, both physical and spiritual, both mortal and immortal. And so may God Almighty send his holy angels to watch over us and to protect us from all manner of harm, particularly in these troubled and troubling times in which we live. And may he bless and preserve us and those we love, and in the words of another favorite hymn, save us from all ills in this world and the next. Who livest and reignest with the holy angels and all his heavenly host, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, now and forever. Amen.